You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December, deal drops at Lowe's. Save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last. Free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit lowes.com/shipping terms for details.
With us on the line now from the UK is James Reed, who's worked in recruitment and careers for more than 25 years. He's the chairman and chief executive of Reed, Britain's biggest and best known recruitment name. The company's purpose is improving lives through work and by doing so, helping people to love Mondays. In his book, Why You? Interview Questions You'll Never Fear Again, he reveals the 15 key questions that you're likely to be asked in an interview and the key to answering them well. Welcome to the show, James.
Hello, Hannah. Good morning.
Hi. Lovely to chat with you. How have you been?
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm fine. Yeah.
Good.
Thank
good
you
stuff.
For your kind introduction.
Ah, no problem. No problem. So I'm interested to know, first of all, how things have been in the recruitment world this past year. I'm assuming more and more people have been out of work and are therefore looking for work.
Yeah, it's been a year of great change, I would say, and obviously, when the pandemic began last spring, it was it had a huge impact on jobs and people's employment. And since then, we've had now in the UK 3 lockdowns. We're in the 3rd lockdown, and lockdowns aren't good for a lot of jobs. So, you know, certain sectors have been really hard hit. You know, you've heard about them. I mean, retailing and hospitality in particular. Mm. But I mean, I'd say there's some good news because our website reed.co.uk. is the number one job site in the UK, and for the first time last week, for the first time in well over a year, we had more jobs posted last week than the corresponding week the year before. So that is encouraging, and I think that the economy is sort of adapting and companies are adapting and people are definitely adapting to this new situation. So there are new jobs coming online, which is a positive thing.
Mm, okay, great. And also, a lot of people are working from home more now. You know, people got used to that, I think, even in the first lockdown, and have adapted accordingly if their business allows them to do so.
Yeah, that's a huge change. I'm quite happy to admit that I was a working from home skeptic, and you know, I wasn't particularly keen on everyone working from home, but I've had to change my mind on that. and you know what? It can work really well. I mean, people can be incredibly productive. They can be very happy. And I've learned a huge amount about how to work from home myself. So
yeah.
I think we've all you know, had to change a lot. And certainly a lot of people who used to go to offices regularly are now working successfully from home.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there are lots of jobs which you can't do from home, and credit to all those people who are going out every day, often into situations that are difficult. They've done an outstanding job. I'm thinking in particular of key workers, health workers, care workers.
Absolutely.
They've done an outstanding job and continue to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess the worry for business owners and managers for people working from home is that they're not going to do the work. You know, there's no kind of control. You're not able to oversee what they're doing, how long they're working for. But if somehow, depending on the job, as you say, they can prove that the work is still getting done, then that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sort of less worried about when people are working than I am about getting the work done, as you say. And if the work gets done and it gets done well, yeah, then I see no reason why you wouldn't be happy with that. My concern's a slightly different one. I think there's a danger that we become like companies of strangers. You know, we've hired people into our business and no one's met them yet. You know, they've been with us physically. You might have met them on a Zoom call, but we haven't met them, you know, in months and months. And becoming a company of strangers is a danger. And I think, you know, if you've got to build energy and a strategy around a common purpose, that can become more difficult over time. So I think it is important that we get back together at some point, you know, and I think the way offices work will change, and that people they'll become more like places where people go to collaborate, collaboration spaces rather than places you go every day, but they're still important.
Yeah, absolutely. So this new book then, Why You, 101 Interview Questions You'll Never Fear Again. So looking at some of the more common questions that people are likely to be asked in an interview. Is there a lot of kind of common questions then that come up?
This book, Why You, is actually, it's a new edition of a book that I wrote back in 2014. It was published first in 2015, but it's been a best-selling interview guide since then. And we did a new edition, particularly with all these changes we've just been talking about in mind. So it has 101 interview questions you'll never fear again, and then 10 new questions on the future of work, which is a sort of added supplement. But the big idea behind this book is really twofold. One is that these interview questions were all sourced from our clients. So they're questions that real interviewers are asking right now. So we asked lots and lots of employers, what's your favorite interview question? And we collected them all up, and we put them the most common and the most interesting in the book. And the second key idea is interviews can really be distilled down to just 15 questions. We call them the fateful 15. And if you've prepared those 15 questions, most other questions are sort of variants on those 15. So if you've prepared those 15, you're in a pretty good place when you go in for an interview.
Okay.
So that's the idea. And do you want to know the first question? Question
yes.
Number one?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, this is the most common interview question. And it came back the most times. And it's a very simple question, a wide open question. And it's just, tell me about yourself. And that's a good question, because if you're prepared for it, you can really hit a home run. But if you're not, you sort of end up quite often going off into the weeds. And so it's a good one to have prepared, tell me about yourself. I was asked that question the other day, and I hadn't prepared it properly. I wish I was caught off guard. And I wish I had, because I'd have given a better answer if I had. So that's the big thing we hear, is people come out of interviews regretting that they hadn't done a better job, or they
yes.
hadn't been better prepared, or they hadn't had a better idea of what might be coming at them, which is why we wrote the book.
It's a fascinating question, that, because as you say, I mean, it seems quite obvious a question to be asked, but if you're not prepared, I mean, you could, I'd worry kind of for two different reasons with a question like that. I'd worry that either I'd go kind of too corporate with the answer, because I'd think, well, they must be talking about work. I can't, you know, go too much into the social side. So you'd end up going, oh, because I'm a team player. I enjoy working, you know, and kind of going down the whole work route, or go the opposite way and go, oh, well, I really enjoy musical theatre and getting together with my friends and, you know, going down the social way too much.
Yeah,
so
no,
there must be a middle ground there.
There is. You probably, you've sort of done it rather brilliantly by covering a bit of both. But yeah, there is a middle ground. And I think an interview is important to remember is a conversation. And it can be a life-changing conversation, obviously. And it's all about getting to know each other. And so I think it's important to make sure that your true self comes over, and what you care about is given full expression, really, because you want to find a company that's right for you when you go for an interview.
So is it okay to kind of talk a bit about the social side as well then, when asking a question like that?
Well, in that context, well, you might say something about the type of work that you do, or like, you know, you might say, you know, I might say, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an author, and I'm a charity campaigner, but I also have a family and children. It's up to you. Or,
yeah.
or I really like reggae music, or it could be whatever your particular preference is. But I think I don't think there's any harm in showing your sort of humanity. I think that's really important.
Yes, and personality as well.
Definitely, because that's something that can't really come over on a CV.
Yeah.
I mean, it can to an extent, but when you mean, obviously your CV's there to get you the interview, but when you're in front of someone, you want your true self to come out, and you want to feel confident in answering the questions you're being asked.
Mm. Did any interesting questions come out that were a bit more kind of, I don't want to use too much corporate speak, but kind of like thinking outside the box and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, that really is corporate speak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, the one I particularly like corporate speak these days, because I'm a keen scuba diver, so I've been diving about 25 years and I love diving. But the big jargon comment these days is, let's do a deep dive on something.
Oh, and, wow,
you know,
okay.
That's about, let's go down and have a really good look at it and really put it. But any scuba diver will tell you, the deeper you go, the less there is to see and the darker it is.
Yes.
So the whole deep dive metaphor doesn't really work. But I tell you, there's some interesting questions that came in, because we did this, when we updated the book, we asked our employer clients again sort of new questions that you might be asking now because of the pandemic. And there's some quite interesting ones. So, what was the last time you changed your mind about something important? That was one question that came.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and or what is the most valuable thing you have learned during the last year? I mean, those are good questions, aren't they? And so I would say perhaps, you know, that the last time, you know, we were just talking about it, that I changed my mind about something important was working from home, or, you know, flexible working, or dynamic working, as it's now called. I've gone from being a skeptic to a believer. And what is the most valuable thing you've learned during the last year? Well, what I would say personally is I've seen how incredibly, incredibly sort of spirited and resilient and adaptable human beings can be. And I've found that really inspiring. So, you know, those are a couple of questions. But there's one here that's about how lucky you are, which I thought was really interesting. How lucky are you and why? And there was some interesting research that we surfaced, where a psychologist, a researcher, found a group of people, half of whom said they felt they were lucky and half of whom said they felt they were unlucky. And he gave them a little exercise to do. And the exercise was pick up this book and count how many photos there are in it. And he gave it to all the people. And the lucky people, or the people who describe themselves as lucky, typically finish the exercise, the majority of them, in about 40 seconds. The people that found themselves to be unlucky took longer, 2, 3, 4 minutes to count all the pictures in the book. And it was interesting because when you opened the book on page 3, it said there are 43 pictures in the book. You don't need to count anymore. So his thesis is that the lucky people might just be more observant.
Yes.
Or more open to new information.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Definitely.
So, yeah, because, you know, luck is so important in life, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, again, how what you believe to be luck. You know, you could answer the question by saying, oh, I'm not lucky at all, I never win anything, and think of it from that point of view. Or you could say, I'm very lucky, I have my health, I have a lovely husband, yeah, and my parents, and, you know, and you could go down that road. So it's interesting how people interpret luck as well.
Yes, well, I saw somewhere on the media last week, there was working from home, what do I have to complain about? I have a job, I have a home.
So, yes.
You know, I mean, they're both pretty important, aren't they? So
definitely.
I thought that was a nice observation about the luck that we might find ourselves in.
Yeah. The other thing I think is a great thing to point out with your book, it's not just interesting for people who are going to interviews. I think it would be very handy for people who are conducting interviews to get them to think of other kind of interesting different questions to ask to get more out of their interviewee.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I've been told that quite a lot of people do use it for that purpose, because I mean, it is, you've got 101 interview questions that, you know, are easy to research here, and they're good questions. So, you know, you've got access to a good pool of questions, because a lot of people don't do interviews every day, do they? I mean, you might be hiring someone once every few months, or even in some cases once every few years.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily something that people are used to doing. So, yeah, the questions here are really helpful if you're thinking of interviewing someone as well, especially the first fateful 15, because they do give you an overall framework for the interview.
Yeah. Yes.
So I hope it's helpful both ways. I saw, you know, there was one review on Amazon that the person said they got asked 13 of the fateful 15 questions.
Wow.
In their interview. So I wondered whether that interviewer had been looking at the book.
Yes,
whether they both had, but I thought that was interesting.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Why You, Interview Questions You'll Never Fear Again. There's 101 in there, which is great to go through. It's by James Reed, who we've been chatting to this morning. James, thanks ever so much for chatting. Lovely to catch up again.
Thanks, Hannah. All the best to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.